All right, we're talking now with Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen once again. And, Coach, welcome back and congratulations on another win.
Thanks, Rick. It's good to be back.
Before we even get started about details, it truly is a state tournament now because teams have to travel across the state. And, you know, you had Wakona come in. They had a long bus ride. I did a game last week in Gloucester where team came in from out in the western part of the state, a three-hour drive. Now, you kids, you got to go on Friday on a road trip, but it doesn't seem like it's too bad. Do you deal with that kind of thing in practice, prepare for that, or how do you work that?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's a lot of what our program is built around is consistency. So the cool thing about our program is even for home games, we're getting on a bus to go over there because the stadium is all the way across town.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of how we prepare for things, in terms of like our once we get into football mode, we have our pregame meetings happen in the classrooms before the kids get dressed and taped, and and when all that stuff happens, it hopefully gets the kids on a schedule where they kind of understand, you know, that it's go time now. And then whatever the bus trip is, and then we get them off and ready to play.
Okay.
So we feel regardless of the distance of that trip. Our schedule leading up to that hopefully gets the kids' minds right, and in doing things with consistency, you know, hopefully we get ourselves in a position to play.
Well, I played JV football in Texas, and we had four-hour bus rides for games on Thursdays. We'd get home.
That's crazy.
I remember one time we got home at 3 a.m. on Friday. We had to be at school the next day on Friday, and then we had to go to the varsity game that night. So it wasn't fun. I did not enjoy that, but it's not.
No.
It ain't that bad here for sure. Okay, Coach, return of Mad Max, I guess, is the headline this week.
Yeah, we were very happy to have Maxie back. He ran incredibly hard, and obviously, you know, adding him to our offense makes us a little bit more dynamic. Because his speed is that of his brothers, you know, and you saw what he was able to do all year. Mikey was able to eclipse 1,000 yards on the season, you know, early on in that game. And that's impressive to do through 8 games. But having Max back there in the backfield next to him makes us all that faster as a team and, you know, makes it pretty tough to defend, we think.
Well, you know, you got contributions from the usual guys, and maybe you could spread the wealth around a little bit. Tell me who stood out for you guys in that win.
Yeah, I mean, Max was the one that jumped out, and the Herald and Globe both honored him with Player of the Week honors with 3 touchdowns. But, you know, Mike was able to find the end zone on a couple of 2-point conversions as well, and then had a touchdown. Christian had a great rumble from, you know, over 30 yards, or ran through a couple of tacklers and then was able to get separation and run away from people. But, you know, overall, it was just a collective effort. The offensive line was great, as they have been all year, in opening holes, and our guys ran hard. And then defensively, I thought we played really sound. Did a great job of bottling up run. Got them into some long down and distances, and then forced them to punt quite a bit. And we're able to get some good field position off of that, and then turned it around and converted. But weathering the storm, I thought early was really important for us. We fumbled on the second play from scrimmage in our own territory, and our defense, you know, was surprised that they had to get on the field that early after we received the opening kickoff. But they did a great job of standing strong against them, and Benny Wood made a great play on a thrown ball up the sideline where they tested him early in that corner of the end zone. He was able to bat it down and get off the field, and our offense got the ball back and was able to drive and take control of the game from there.
Would you rather receive the ball or kick the ball off at the beginning of the game?
We like kicking off, and it's really not about what happens then. It's really about that second half, you know, getting the ball at the start of the second half. Whether you're in a position where you're having to get one back to get even,
mm-hmm.
Or if you can double up and get that ever elusive double score and flip the game that way. We always like to be able to get it in the second half. But either way, it's an opportunity, you know, no matter how you look at it, you manage the clock well. Hopefully you can take advantage of that and, you know, establish things offensively, kind of assert your will if you end up with the ball in the opening kickoff, you know.
What's the longest drive you had in the game in terms of number of plays? Because you're pretty much a ball control team, but you can explode too.
Yeah, we had some pretty long drives this past week. I'm going to say, I'll get it for you right now if you want me to pull it up.
Oh, I love that kind of stat, yeah.
Because, of course, I got it right in front of me on my computer ready to go at all times. let's see here. Looks to me like that first successful drive, we went 1, 2, 3. It was a 13-play drive.
Oh, okay.
For that first touchdown score, and then we scored a little bit faster on our other drives later in the game. But that was our longest and most successful, and it was one of those kind of wear them down drives.
Absolutely,
we liked it.
You know, you get that at the beginning of the game, and it does. It sets the defense on its heels and sets the tone for you guys. That's impressive, Coach. This time of year. You know, you guys are sailing along. The kids have been with you now for a long time. They know the drill. What do you look on to improve? I think you mentioned the word consistency, so it's maybe not necessarily needing to improve in all areas, but just staying consistent?
Yeah, and always getting more consistent. You know, I mean, as much as we try to simplify things and make things, you know, as repeatable as possible, there's always things that we can correct on in film, and we talked about that stuff. There are things that, you know, as you advance through playoffs each week, you've got to be even closer to perfect. And our kids understand that. They're acting with urgency, and they take, you know, obviously yesterday we had our Monday scouting report. We get out on the field with just helmets on, and we try to clean some of our execution up, and then we always talk about, you know, how we're going to align to their formations and what our assignment is. And we've got our hands full coming up this week. They've got some really good skill guys over there, West Bridgewater. They're able to put points on the board, and they run the triple option really well. And if you don't play assignment football against triple option, you can find yourself in a world of hurt. So we were able to rep that yesterday and understand who's got to get where and who's got to tackle who. And I think if our guys understand where their help is and where their leverage is, as always, you know, we're going to be okay. But, it's really just about continuing to cultivate that understanding and further our understanding of where our help is, because no guy can do it alone. We don't ask them to do it alone. We wouldn't expect them to do it alone. And when they understand the scheme, and then you get some exceptional individual effort within that, you can make some special things happen.
All right. Finally, Coach, the standings, the seedings in D7, it looks like the power rankings work, because there's nobody outside of the top eight in the final eight. So it looks like it's a very competitive division.
Yeah, I think so. And it usually is the case statewide. I know there was some exception. We saw our buddies up at Stoneham. Coach Almeida had a big 15-2 upset in their bracket. That was crazy. But for the most part, the high seeds too. You know, we're hoping that trend stops this week, though, with us being the underdog at the sixth seed.
All right, Coach. It's great. Keep it going, and I'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Take care, Colin. Bye-bye. That is Colin McQueen, who is the Amesbury High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.